Out in the streets, they call it murder.
Agwan Jamaica.
All right, guys, so we're back from our hiatus. It has been a while.
It's been a very long while.
We had a lot of things. We had regions, we had holidays, New Year's.
A lot of stuff.
You were moving.
Yeah.
And that kind of pushed us into having to, you know, put the podcast on hold.
Yeah.
But we're back, and we're here to talk about Christmas and New Year's,
that
American holidays.
That is right.
We're going to have a comparison about the difference of Christmas here and Christmas in Jamaica. Yeah. So what do you think about it, Reggie? Like, what are some of the differences you've realized?
Well, the first difference I'm going to really speak about for Christmas is the temperature.
Oh, yeah.
Because remember, we're from the Caribbean.
We're from the Caribbean, so the temperature
is
different.
It's not cold.
It's just chilly.
That's right.
Christmas breeze, quote unquote.
Here, it's not chilly. It's cold.
Uh huh.
So, you know, that's a huge change and
it is a huge
stuff
change
here. And here, even though at Jamaica we have family gathering and we eat our Christmas dinner and stuff, it's not just family gathering when we're here. Friends, everyone, lots of presents and stuff. I realize that, but the thing that I realized the most during the Christmas is that the vibe that I would get back in Jamaica, I didn't get that same vibe here.
The Christmas spirit.
That's right. I didn't feel that.
Well, for me, right, for me, there wasn't really any presents and stuff like that. I bought my aunt a present because I live with my aunt. And we had a tree, but we didn't even take it out and put any lights on it, right?
Right.
And I didn't see much decorations. There's like one and two in certain windows and stuff like that. And certain yards. But really, I didn't see much. And my brother said, you have to go to Christmas in New York. You have to
like the Rockefeller.
Yeah, like the Rockefeller Center or something like that. Or like Manhattan. Or like a different neighborhood. Right. You have to go to Christmas. Like
Christmas don't come to you.
It doesn't really come
to
you.
Go to it.
Exactly. In Jamaica, though, it's everywhere. Like Christmas is coming to you, no matter what. You can't avoid it.
That's
you're just going to see stuff changing, and you're going to get a different feeling.
Right, because you know? Every house,
every house, like business place, and all that stuff.
Christmas decorations.
It feels different.
Yeah.
But here, it wasn't like that.
Yeah.
Christmas Day felt like a normal day to me.
Like a normal everyday.
It felt like another day. I was like, oh, Merry Christmas, and like
that's it.
I spent it with my brother, and I was playing Xbox, and like I think I even had like McDonald's for dinner. Like we didn't do anything special.
Well, as I said, Christmas the same but different from me here, because more presents, more people, and you know, huge Christmas dinner.
You get present, nobody nothing for me.
Yeah. But the only thing that I realized my problem with is that normally when I'm back at home, we clean the house days before Christmas, like 3 days before Christmas. As for here, when I'm here, I clean on Christmas Eve. I did not go to my bed until 5 a.m. in the morning.
Whoa.
Christmas Day. Then I got back up 6 to go out and get stuff and come back. So you know how tired I was. Then now, normally Christmas, I do the dinner because I'm with my mom.
Yeah.
So I do the dinner.
Oh, you cook?
Yeah, I cook. Everything. You know, practice makes perfect, my mom says.
Yeah.
So.
And you do culinary.
That's right. So yeah. I do culinary. While here, my dad, stepmom, my uncles, they do the cooking.
So you had a family thing?
Yeah.
And you had a dinner?
Yeah.
There was a dinner in Jamaica happening that I missed. And the worst thing about it, like, the dinner that's usually for, like, you know, 10 people, 10 to 12 people, there was, like, 4 people there now because a lot of us migrated. So that would have been more food and cake for me.
You sort of hurt, bro.
Yes, I am very salty about it. I miss that good Jamaican food cooked by yours truly. Well, not yours truly, my mom. Yeah.
Give a shout out to all the mothers out there.
Shout out to all the mothers out there, yeah. All the cooking moms. But New Year's.
Yeah, New Year's.
Let's talk about New Year's for a second. We don't have no ball dropping in Jamaica.
No, at Jamaica, we don't have any ball dropping. Mm-hmm. We have fireworks.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of other stuff like entertainment, singing.
Mm-hmm, like parties.
Right.
Well, there's parties here.
Well, there's parties, but I mean, like, exactly the same place where the fireworks happen, which is waterfront.
Yeah.
They have the same entertainment, giveaways, mm-hmm. all that stuff. While here, it's just the ball dropping.
Yeah.
You just count down and the ball dropping.
Mm-hmm.
I think there were fireworks, too. Like, some fireworks. Not sure. I heard them, but I didn't see.
Here?
Right? Yeah.
There's like one or two fireworks, that's true, but it's not a thing. Like, in Jamaica, the fireworks at Waterfront is televised. Like, it's an event, you know?
So if you miss it, you can
And there's spin. A lot of people there.
That's right.
And the crowd gets bigger and bigger every year.
And it gets harder and harder to go home.
Exactly. And harder to get KFC, because it was a long line at
that's
the KFC.
Right. That's right. When I went in 2018... Mm-hmm. Not 2017.
I went
to Waterfront in 2017. We got food first.
Yeah.
Then we went to Waterfront, then home. But the problem was getting transportation to get back home.
Oh, no. My mom drove us.
Yeah, but we took, my friend and I, mm-hmm. we took the bus.
Oh, it wasn't a family thing for you?
No.
Okay.
So when I was leaving at
Waterfront. And you're trying to take the bus to go to, like, St. Catherine?
Take the bus, yeah, back to, from King, where was it?
From Kingston to St. Catherine.
Back to St. Catherine. So I was there from 1, because we left at
1 a.m.
Yeah, 1 a.m. And okay. We were there till 2, 3, 4. I had to call my stepdad to come pick me up.
Wow.
Yeah, so, but, you know.
Normally, I always went with family. Like, my mom used to brought me like 3 years in a row. And, like, family and stuff like that until my cousin, like, I have a cousin, she's at my age, she's like a sister to me, until she migrated, and then I went again, and then it was like the last time, and now I was here. And even being here, we didn't even go to see the ball drop. Like, I didn't even watch it on TV. Like, somebody told me that New Yorkers don't do that. It's a tourist thing, and I'm like, that makes sense. I didn't even go to see the tree at Rockefeller Center.
I went and I saw it.
You did?
Yeah, it was like, I saw the tree at Rockefeller Center. It was a great sight. Because that tree was huge compared to trees I see back at home. Because they're not that tall, you know, broad and huge, different variety.
I saw it was made like, it looked white, like it was made out of lights.
Yeah, a lot of lights were on it.
Oh, but, so it was a real tree?
Yeah.
And there was just lights on it?
Yeah. I wouldn't say, I don't know if it's a real tree.
Oh, yeah, true.
But it looked real. I didn't go and touch the
tree. Were there leaves?
All Christmas trees, they got leaves on them. Fake ones, apart from the inflatable ones, but it had leaves. So I wasn't too sure. I'm not too sure. It looked like a real tree because it looked like it was rooted into the ground.
Oh, wow.
So when I saw the tree, I said, wow, that's a huge tree. Because I never saw anything like that back at home.
Well, I didn't go to see it. And I was at, okay, so guys, there's Times Square and then there's Herald Square. Like, there's other squares, but people only know about Times Square. So Herald Square is like, down, I think it's like 2 blocks down.
From where?
From Times Square. Not 2 blocks. 2, like, big blocks. Like, it's 2 squares down. There's another M1. I don't remember the name. But I was at Herald Square and we were shopping and stuff like that with my cousin. And I saw a tree and we took a picture of a tree, but it wasn't anything spectacular, just a normal tree.
Well, jumping back to Jamaica.
Mm-hmm. Not everybody even gets a tree. That's like, true. We had a tree.
That's true. That's
but
true.
It was outside, first of all. It wasn't like a house thing. We didn't put presents under it, right?
Because you don't have any presents.
Like, now in Jamaica, you could ask for something for Christmas.
That doesn't mean you might get it.
Exactly. It doesn't mean you're going to get it. But like, oh, I'm going to get this for Christmas. You're not going to be ripping anything open, chances are. Like, I think I've only, like, in my lifetime, I've only gotten, like, one...
One Christmas present?
One wrapped present.
Oh.
One wrapped, like, gift. Like, I think, I'm not sure. And you have birthday presents. Birthday presents are more a chance when things happen.
Well, my family, they don't celebrate birthdays.
What?
Like, they give you a present or two, but they're not celebrate birthday. They don't even celebrate Christmas to that. Because my dad, they celebrate Christmas, you know, trees, stuff. But for my mom, we do the Christmas dinner, we just don't put decorations up. Because they don't believe in the decoration part of Christmas.
They don't believe in birthdays?
No.
That is
They believe in birthdays, but they don't believe in parties like giving presents and stuff. Mm-hmm. They don't think that is necessary. Especially my birthday, that's close to like from back to school and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's harder because we just started school.
You're born like September?
Yeah, so I just started school. It's hard
to buy presents at the
same time. So sometimes it's tough. Mm. Especially for my like people who are born in December close to Christmas.
Yeah.
I have a friend.
No, they just get to one thing.
That's the point. My friend, her birthday is Christmas Eve.
Yeah, same. With my aunt.
So.
No. My aunt's birthday is New Year's Eve. But I have a friend that's Christmas Eve as well, yeah.
So she told me that her mom always lets her decide. It's either she gets a present on Christmas Eve or she gets a present on Christmas. So she has to decide. So she said it's unfair, but she just takes it as what it is.
She has to.
She has no choice. She's living with her mom.
Exactly. That's just bad luck right there. I was born in summer. And honestly, I think that's the best luck. First of all, you don't get flu or anything like that, right? Because it's never in school. Yeah, I've never been flowered, so it's never in school. And you never have like, school or something you have to do. I always have the day. And it's normally a time I can get money because, one, I'm not going to school, so my mom has been saving the lunch money. Well, she could have been. I don't know if she does. But, she's spending less money because I'm not in school at the time. I haven't been in school for like a month, because it's in the middle of summer. So it's normally pretty good. Pretty good for me. But as it pertains to holidays and stuff, the reason why I think it's so, I guess, different here is the different cultures, because New York City is a
mixture.
Melting pot. Yeah. Right. It's a mixture. Like, it is everything.
Everything.
Like, you can go different. You can go some places where it's going to be predominantly white or predominantly black. But if you go to Manhattan, you see everybody.
That's right. That's right.
You see people who don't look like they're Jamaican talking Jamaican. And you see so many things. And, like, one thing I'm disappointed in is that there's so many Jamaicans in the Bronx. I want it to be more exotic.
I know.
From a faraway place. But there's so many other people. And so many other Jamaicans. If you're not Jamaican, you know a Jamaican. So... your family members are Jamaican.
Yeah, but sometimes it's good, that there are Jamaicans in the area because...
True.
You kind of feel safe. And you
kind of... And it gets to keep the culture alive, the same culture that we're talking about now.
Yeah, but not just the culture only, but sometimes, it makes you feel out of place, knowing that you would be the only Jamaican person in that area, like a predominantly white persons or Spanish... Latinos,
I get you.
So it's good to have Jamaicans
in
here.
You get closer to your people. I get that. And that's the thing. It's the different religions. The different religions are what make, because some religions don't celebrate Christmas. Like, some people say Happy Holidays instead of Merry Christmas because they don't know what you celebrate. Jamaica, Merry Christmas. Well, go on. That's it.
Merry Christmas. Up, my brother.
Yeah. Blessings for the new year. Love and prosperity. There is no happy holidays. There's not really a second thought to that. There might be someone who doesn't celebrate Christmas amongst you. Because
that's true.
It's like 98% Christianity in Jamaica.
That's true.
Yeah. So that makes it a more wholesome experience because everybody's kind of with it.
Right.
Christmas is my favorite holiday.
Why?
Well, it's for the same reason, because everybody knows it. I think somebody asked if I prefer Christmas or my birthday, and I prefer Christmas to some extent because, one, it's cool, right? Like, the temperature is normally cool. It's not too cold. It's not too hot. Like, that's a perfect temperature to me. Like, and weather and stuff is normally good sometimes, unless you have a hurricane. And then everybody knows about it, It's just like a whole, vibe, like a feeling in the air,
right.
Not everybody knows about my birthday. Not everybody's like, oh, it's your birthday, like, happy birthday. And then when somebody says it, you're like, okay, thanks.
True. Thanks.
But when somebody says Merry Christmas, like, Merry Christmas, somebody you don't even know sometimes.
Yeah.
Yo,
bro, Merry Christmas.
Exactly.
Yeah,
you leave a taxi and you're like, Merry Christmas,
Yeah, you put a smile in someone's face.
Exactly. And it's kind of warm and, a nice warm and fuzzy feeling.
Yeah.
So that's why I prefer Christmas over my birthday somewhat. It's not a big gap, but I'd pick Christmas.
Yo, I remember, New Year's, I spent it with my friends.
Yeah.
But this year it was so different. It was good being there with family, but I felt empty on the inside, knowing that, yo, I didn't get to enjoy this experience with my friends, you know, because they were messaging me like, yo, it doesn't feel the same without you here. So made me feel bad on the inside. Plus, you know, that New Year's kiss, I was hoping for that.
Oh, you're happy for a New Year's kiss? Yeah. That's a tradition here too, apparently, when the ball drops or when it clocks. That's a worldwide thing, honestly. I've never done that. But hey, Osh, I guess you're hoping for that. And what happened?
This year, next year.
What happened last year?
I didn't get it. I didn't get one.
Wow.
I didn't get
not
one.
Even on a cheek?
Not even on a cheek.
Osh, yeah. Oh, okay. Well, it's looking like it's about that time, guys. That's going to be it for the new episode, our latest, I guess. We're back.
Yeah.
We're still trying to warm up to everything. We're trying to get back in the groove, of course.
Yeah, because we've been gone for a long time.
We've been gone for a while. We had to rehearse our intro. We were like, wait a minute, how we do the intro again? We had to listen one of the old recordings and be like, oh, yeah, that's the intro.
We didn't even remember.
We didn't remember who said what and all that stuff, but...
We're back,
and we're here to stay. Better than ever. New and improved.
That's right.
So, yes, tested, scientifically proven.
That's right. So we hope you guys enjoyed,
mm-hmm.
and stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
There's going to be a lot more episodes coming
up. A lot more, guys. This is episode 3, and we're going to release them weekly. We're just trying to pick a day, maybe weekends or like Mondays. We're trying to pick a day that's good.
For us to post the podcast.
To post them, yeah, daily. And we're grateful for all your support and their patience during the hiatus. And to all our fans, we love you guys. That's going to be all for this episode. I'm Nabil Patterson.
I'm Rajay Kodder.
And thank you for listening to
Jamaicans
in the City.